Bill Shuck's B-17 bomber had been struck by flak, and now he and the crew had to bail out of the burning plane to save their lives. The story of that jump into the hands of the Germans below is this edition of the American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Bill Shuck was a B-17 pilot in World War II. His first air combat came in the fall of 1943.
I flew 25 missions, shot down on my 25th, and became a prisoner of war at Stalag Luft 1, which is on the Baltic Sea in northern Germany.
That 25th mission was once a milestone that signaled pilots got to go home. For Shuck, the 25th flight was a trip to a POW camp.
When I was first started, we had to fly 25, and we had a 25% chance of completing those 25. And then when I had 22, General Jimmy Doolittle came over, and I guess he thought it was getting easier, and they prorated the missions, and I finally had to go 28.
He remembers the plane being hit and the scramble that ensued.
The hit came up through the ball turret and hit the gunner and threw the bomb bay and then lodged in the wing with the gasoline. We had a pretty big fire going. So I knew we had to get out, so I rang the alarm bell, and then I tried to go through the bomb bay to make sure the ship was cleared, but there was too much fire, so I couldn't do that, so I had to bail out through the nose end.
Shuck jumped from the plane at 13,000 feet. Other crew members also made their escape from the burning flying fortress.
We were scattered all over. The ball turret man was hit pretty bad, and he eventually lost an arm, and the top turret gunner died in a chute on the way down. They were shooting at us, and he was killed in his parachute.
We'll have the rest of Shuck's story next time as we travel the countryside. In Falls City, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.